NPR's Lucian Kim was walking down a street in Ukraine's capital Kyiv recently when he passed a basement store with a huge sign saying, "Ukrainian streetwear." So he went inside and discovered a trend that reflects a change in the way young Ukrainians are thinking about their country.
When I descend into the shop selling Ukrainian streetwear, I find three underground rooms with racks of hoodies, sweatshirts, and jackets. They're the kind of clothes any skateboarder in New York, Paris, or London would feel comfortable in. But this is all made in Ukraine. That's Anastasia Rudnik, one of the shop's co-owners and a designer in her own right. The 24-year-old says she tries to use Ukrainian-made materials for her clothes as much as possible. Rudnik went into the fashion business in 2014, the same year Ukraine was rocked by violent anti-government protests and then a Russian military intervention. Many Ukrainians felt it was their patriotic duty to support local brands. We do everything with love, Rudnik says. We create each piece individually, not by mass production. You might think that would limit the range of products available to Ukrainian consumers, but not according to journalist Yulia Savostina, a pioneer of the Made in Ukraine movement. A couple of years ago, she started a blog to find out if it was possible to live off only Ukrainian-made goods for an entire year. She says she was certain she wouldn't be able to find toothpaste or cosmetics or shoes you'd want to wear. But to her great surprise, Savostina discovered that Ukraine produces almost everything, even luxury foods like snails and caviar. Savostina's experiment ended just as Russia was annexing Crimea, and many people wanted to boycott Russian products. At the same time, the Ukrainian currency crashed, driving even more demand for domestic goods. Now, Savostina says, Ukraine is at the stage of market formation, where only the strong will survive. Ukrainian entrepreneurs face a lot of hurdles, she says, including bureaucracy, a heavy tax burden, and the high cost of borrowing. Veronika Movchan, an economist in Kyiv, says another challenge is marketing.
What the Ukrainians should probably learn from Americans is how to sell your products, how to pack them, how to label them, how to advertise them, how to promote them on the domestic and on the external market.
Although startups and boutique designers are only a small part of the economy, Movchan says the entrepreneurial skills young Ukrainians are learning are essential for the country's future development. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Kyiv.